So this is Jonathan Grimes again from the Contemporary Music Centre, and I'm here with Aoife Flynn and Jim Carroll at the Future of Music in the Digital World Conference at the Coach House in Dublin Castle. Aoife, what are your impressions of the day so far?
Really enjoyed all of the morning session, I have to say, and I really liked the balance between the two speakers. They were quite different. I'm looking forward to a bit of a scrap later on, hopefully, between their different thoughts. There's an awful lot to consider. I hope that a lot of people in the room were listening to the thoughts about sharing and collaborating and licensing and the sort of challenges that there are with that, and about how people maybe get their music out there and how the balance around monetizing that music is maybe shifted away from recording and shifted away from the copying of music and looking at alternative ways of doing that. So I'd be very interested to see what the official response is from some of those thoughts within the Irish context.
And Jim, what were the main points that you picked up from this morning or the session so far for you?
Much like what Aoife has just said. I mean, I think one of the key words that came out of the first two speakers anyway was open. You know, it's very much about, you know, like open source stuff, that everything is in the kind of process of change right now. We're in the middle of great change, and like it's up in many ways the kind of powers with the creators to change all that. That was something that came out, especially from Andrew when he was kind of speaking. You might not be able to predict the future, but you know there's going to be this change coming down the line. And in order to kind of gain from that change, the people who create the actual music have got to take that on board and actually make some demands, because it starts and ends with them, and they're the ones who can dictate to those who are actually like monetizing their music, work with their music, controlling their music, managing their music, what can be done. I thought Gerard's hour-long presentation was a masterclass in simple common sense stuff. I mean, there's nothing he said, or nothing on the PowerPoint presentation bulletin things that there was anything new about that, but just the way he put it together and the way he kind of made sense of everything was just, it was really entertaining, you know. He was much, much better than I was expecting, and Andrew had read some of Andrew's stuff before, and I thought that was quite good. I was disappointed with Bill Whelan's presentation, but that's just a personal thing. I feel if conference is supposed to be about the future of music in a digital age, there's no point spending an hour going over the past. That is definitely a personal opinion.
Okay, and what do you think about the debate? What do you think are going to be the main issues? Because obviously next we're going to have a panel session, Aoife. So, you know, what will be the points that you'll be looking at in terms of the areas of agreement or disagreement, or how we can move forward?
Well, I suppose, as a lot of people have said, there is no model at the moment that's being presented itself, and the old model is completely out of date in terms of the industry that is around music. And I thought, you know, as Jim was saying, in the first speaker, you know, he was very... I suppose inspirational, but he was, the fact that he was talking about the musician, the composer, you know, there is still a way for them to get to their audience, that they need to be good enough, that their audience needs to be there, they need to reach out, and then once the audience is there, then people will pay for their product. And it is perhaps the industry around that is in threat. It's not the relationship between the musician and their audience. And so I'd be very interested to see, given that there is a good industry representation, you know, will there be any thoughts or comments around that? And of course there's an awful lot of fear within an industry when an industry is about to change, because, you know, one has to question then how many elements of the industry are still relevant now, when we're now in this other age, this digital age, you know. So
I thought it was quite interesting. Well, there's absolutely no representatives from any labels here at all. It's like, I mean, it's a case of, I mean, they're making themselves obsolete in a way by not turning up to something like this, by not actually kind of like taking part in the debate and getting engaged with it. You know, it's like Aoife said there. I mean, the relationship has always been a case between the creator and the audience, and the middlemen have changed. Like as Andrew Dobber pointed out, over the five different ages he identified, the middleman has always changed in those kind of scenarios, and now we're in a situation where the middleman changes again. But in fairness to any middleman out there, and I come from a record label background many years ago, there always will be scope for that middleman. It's about defining what that role will be. But it can also be a situation that now the creator can get to his audience without having to rely on that internal kind of like force. It's a fascinating time, and it's conferences like this that make you realise that, like, the amount of thinking, the amount of new thinking that's out there about it and how it can be tapped into.
I suppose this is really the start of a conversation. I mean, it's not the sort of end point, because there's much change that's happening, that's already happened, and more to happen presumably in the future.
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, and I don't think anyone has the answer. I mean, I posted up on Facebook that I was here, and someone, you know, put in afterwards, will there be an answer to the future of music? Please tell me if there is. And I said, well, you know, there might be some answers and you might not like some of them, but it is only the start in that sense. And we are very early on in that age. And as Jim has said, it's a really exciting time actually to think about, you know, anyone can come up with a suggestion of how we might move forward if we're open enough to the possibilities.
Thank you. Thank you very much.